Good afternoon, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues. On behalf of my delegation, I would like to start by joining others in congratulating you on your appointment, as well as by acknowledging efforts of ITC's team in organizing this 55th session of Joint Advisory Group and distinguished speakers for their presentations and statements delivered earlier today. We would also like to thank ITC's Executive Director and her team for presenting a comprehensive report on the work of the organization, along with a strategic plan for the next 3 years. We welcome the diverse profiles of the projects presented in the annual report in terms of both product coverage and regions presented. We would like to reconfirm our appreciation of efforts undertaken by ITC in promoting economic development, sustainable trade, and women economic empowerment, as well as thank the donors for their continuous support, especially in times of turbulence. We would also like to acknowledge useful reports, publications, and tools developed and maintained by ITC. Ukraine has been benefiting from a long-standing and successful cooperation with ITC, and particularly the Office for Eastern Europe and Central Asia, with the help of donors for many years. As of this year, 3 projects are being implemented by ITC in Ukraine, with the funding provided by the European Union within the EU Eastern Partnership and Swedish government. As Ukraine is building up and strengthening its economic potential, we would like to underscore the positive contributions of ITC's projects to these efforts. In particular, more than 150 beneficiary companies within the project linking Ukrainian SMEs in the fruits and vegetable sector, in place since 2016, has reported a 35% growth in sales, both domestically and internationally, along with the ability to diversify and explore new markets. In this regard, we would also like to welcome the implementation of the Phase 2 of this project, launched this year. Another project within the Eastern Partnership called Trade Help Desk, implemented under EU for Business Regional Initiative, launched this year, has already showed some positive contributions, and we expect that even more results toward the end of the year with the finalization of the Eastern Partnership Trade Information Portal. We would also like to acknowledge another project implemented as a part of the regional Ready to Trade EU for Business initiative. For the past 4 years, ITC's skilled team has provided necessary support and capacity building activities for SMEs in the berry and apparel sectors, facilitated participation in trade fairs, as well as the establishment of the first professional cooperative of blueberry producers in Ukraine. With such a successful record, Ukraine is looking forward to continuing its cooperation with ITC and the donors so as to further strengthen the trade potential of traditional and new sectors of economy, help Ukrainian SMEs to reach their full potential, and explore new venues of cooperation on issues of trade and gender, green economy, and sustainable development. We would also like to support ITC's ambitions to transform and build a more coherent and impactful supporting system, as announced earlier today. In closing, we would like to commend the work and commitment of ITC and its team, as well as aspirations of Executive Director. We wish ITC all the success in its transformation and implementation of plans in the upcoming years. Thank you.